And now, Tim Waters, otherwise known as Chippy, will tell you about OpenStreetMap on your phone.
Yeah, hello. A brief outline to this. We're looking at getting OpenStreetMap on the phone to view OpenStreetMap data, to record tracks, and have a look at some of the editing possibilities. We had a look at in the GeoClue presentation earlier, and some of the other uses. The focus is mainly on Java J2ME phones, like this one. And basically, I go around with this phone and a little Bluetooth GPS set, and I create the tracks, and then I go home and upload it into JOSM and then edit it and then put it on the internet. A lot of people do that. So I'm thinking, how can I make that easier? How can lots of people who have these phones, how can they make that easier and make OSM more accessible to these people? But the space is merging. You know, the new technology is coming along. Better phones, bigger phones, more memory. They're having GPS in them. We'll have a look at how that's merging and some of the possibilities for the future. For the Java phones, J2ME enabled phones, there's various specifications. There's Bluetooth. Some have Bluetooth. Most have Bluetooth. Whether they can access the file system, whether they can communicate with the network, if they can take photos whilst using all these other things at the same time, amount of memory and file space and stuff. So developing applications can be a bit tricky depending on all these particular things. So for viewing OpenStreetMap maps on your phone, at the moment, it comes in two forms. There's a vector and the raster being the map mix or OSM renderer files. Generally, they are having GPS to show you the map where you are. And some of them you can actually search the data, as we'll see. You can get the data from the network or the file system on your phone, if that's allowed, or you have to pre-compile it into one middlet package that you have to install on your phone. It's a bit tricky, but as we'll see, it looks quite nice. So, on the left there is a picture of what it looks like on my phone, which looks a bit rubbish. So most of the screenshots you'll get is as it will look like on an emulator. And this is Trek Buddy. It's a free package. It's quite well developed. It's not open source, but they are releasing lots of new things to it. And for this, you can get it accesses the maps from your file system. And it will update your location as you go around with your GPS. It doesn't zoom in, but it does have something called atlases, which basically shows another level, another map with a zoomed in level. So you can create an atlas yourself. And to do that, I have to say thanks to Tom Higginson. I'm not sure if he's here. Nope. He's created this great application. You can choose your tile set and then choose the zoom level for your resulting maps to put on the phone. Hit the button and it packages it up into a nice little file that you can easily put into your phone, and it works very well indeed. It's another free version, but something that has lots of other features, has Google Maps and Virtual Earth data as well. And with the hack that John McCarroll has done, you can make OSM work on it. But it also does these other bits and pieces like show GRSS feeds and other sort of KML feeds and things as well, which could be quite a good feature for developing good OSM application. Again, there's MobileTrack Pro, which shows OpenStreetMap things. Yeah, we didn't manage. You have to pay for this, so I didn't get a good screenshot of it. but it also has zooming in to the map, and you can ping servers, you can communicate with the network and do cool stuff with that. These applications, they can also record tracks as you're going along, as well as viewing it, which comes in useful. Very new open source projects, just for OpenStreetMap data, is called something called GPS MID. And this is Vector, and it's really good. Because it's Vector, you can compress the data. So there's a 3 megabyte OSM data file. It can compress down into a very small program to put on your phone. It moves, you can zoom in. It doesn't record a track at the moment. It's open source, so if you want to make it record tracks, get involved with that. It also does a search, so the data you have in the phone, you can search there and it will zoom to that location. Where you are now, it will point to that location. It's very cool. And getting it, you have to pre-compile it, so it's a bit tricky for the average user to do. But you just basically say, a bounding box, here's the OSM file, make me this program to put on the phone. They can do it by the planet.osm, or you can use JOSM to make the OSM file. Another one which uses OpenStreetMap data is called Vietnamese GPS, which isn't it's free, but it's not open source. It has demo data for London and Cambridge and a few other sites, a few other cities. It's very nicely rendered, and the labels are great, and it has the one-way things. And you can zoom in, and the GPS moves the map. But you have to pay them. So you basically give them the OSM data, and they will compile it up into... And this is quite a new thing, and it has the same search thing. So, you know, it's interesting. Someone's trying to make some money out of it. Okay, so we've got the recording. We got some of the main viewing things that have been out there, specifically for OSM. For the recording tracks, I want to record tracks, but ideally I want to know where I've been, which locations I've already been over, or where someone else has been. So there's lots of applications for the phones that you can record tracks with. There's only a few actually that are open source. It's quite, there's lots of applications for phones, but hardly any are actually open source at the moment. Something that's very new again, Mobile Trails Explorer. Very basic. You can track along. You can also load up a track and have it in the background. And I've just implemented a thing where you can import a GPX track and have that in the background. But it will only take a few other steps to have an OSM file from the server, just to basically, or even tracks from the server. I'm not sure which one would be more useful to show where other people have been with GPSs, or whether other people have edited, because if I'm just recording tracks. So that leads to the question that we had with the GeoClue presentation about creating and editing OpenStreetMap data on the fly. As you walk along the street, I start a road, and now I'm editing the name on my phone, which is okay if you're walking along, but if you're in a bike, it might be a bit tricky. Especially for this phone. And I reckon that when I get back, I'll probably have to do it in JOSM anyway to edit it and clean it up. But it might be very good for doing bars, points of interest, post boxes, things like that, something that doesn't require too much effort. And the GPS drift, again, where you start your road, it may not actually be the start of the road, but because you have to give it one location. But this is at the present time, and hopefully in the future we could develop something that's a bit better. So I think what would be really good is if I'm in a new location and I haven't downloaded this map already to put on the phone, is to see, is this street already mapped? Am I sort of wasting my energy mapping this because it's already been mapped, or not? At the moment we haven't got paper maps to carry around with us. Well, we have, but we have to think ahead. So I don't know what you think about some sort of web service saying, yes, this street's been mapped, or maybe another application where you can just download this little map for the area around where you are at the moment. So you can see, yes, all the streets on this side of the road has been mapped. So you concentrate on that side. And maybe even editing areas. So if something is there and you can see it on the map, maybe on those vector things, and you see the map name, the road name may have been spelt wrong, you can edit it and upload your changes. So we may be seeing something else. As we saw earlier as well, another way of getting OSM on the phone is through other location devices. So you can send an SMS to there and you can get the nearest postbox. Some other cool things. Adam could be here. Yeah, there he is. Yeah, he's developed this on the Series 90, is it? 80. Series 80, where am I? This downloads LSM data from the API, puts it into the memory, and renders it out basically as and when. So as you it keeps it in the memory as well. So if you go to an area, it gets a new bit. If you go back, it's still there. And you can add annotations and things like that, and that's quite new and exciting. MIMO mapper, it's very good. We've seen it already, and a bit more. OSM the DS, another one of John's hacks. adding in OSM and the drawing on it. Who knows? Maybe, yeah, we're definitely going to see this in the future. Once we get one, we will sure to be trying to do that. And it's all open source, so it needs you as well. It needs us. And maybe even... it's not as cool as the OpenMOK, but, you know, I think that's going to happen. So that's the sum up, quite quickly. So we can see very good maps on a normal phone, and we can also search using the vector. There's possibilities there. There's these new projects, new open source projects that need your help. So I'd like to maybe even discuss a bit further about the idea about editing as opposed to creating, because in the future we're going to, you know, all this area is going to be covered by us. So the most of our activity is going to be to do with maintaining. So maybe that's going to be the focus of our applications, mobile applications. So yeah, thank you.
Since we've got time, does anyone have a lightning talk ready to go? Like you, Rob, for example.
I might actually.
If you try setting it up. But does anyone have any questions in the meantime?
I looked at a lot of this stuff like last year, like mobile Java stuff with OpenStreetMap. And at the time, there weren't really any open source projects around. All these guys have like started in the last year.
They sprung up.
But they're not. They don't seem to be using anything particularly new. The ability to do this has been around for a while. So do you have any opinions on why that is?
I think the availability of the data, having the data there for people to play with, I think that Vietnamese GPS thing is a real indication of that. They've got the data set that they can use and make money off selling to people to put on their phones. So I think just having building up the data set in cities and things is probably one of the things. But I also think it's just a sign of the growing OpenStreetMap project.
More general question on mobile development in general. It's not an area I'm overly familiar with, I have to admit. I've done development on other things. How easy is it to get started, if you like, on developing for mobile devices? Because one of the things which has kind of put me off in the past is I've got the impression that a lot of the toolkits and things are proprietary and hard to set up.
Yeah, and with GPSs, and there are some tricky bits to work with different types of phones. There are, but working off, I work off other people's code, so they've already crossed that hurdle, perhaps.
Yeah.
So GPS Mint is open source, right?
Yes.
So it can sort of, because it seems like there's a lot to be learned from, but GPS Mint could probably even demonstrate along the way. It's like, as Nick said, a lot of people are doing the mobile, but here's an open source where you can learn, okay, how do I go grab the tiles and render them? And so people can then keep that common code base, that common interface, and if they want to build up their own little flavor of it,
right,
by using GPS Mint as a central point for doing open source mobile OSM applications or something like that for that kind of specific thing.
Yeah, it's really, really quick as well on my phone. I was really astonished by how great it looks and works.
Anyone else?
Take it you haven't been tempted to use one of the scripting languages on the phone, like Python, to writing in.
No, I was more interested. I don't have Python on my phone, so I was more interested in the more technology that's more available for more phones, basically.
Okay. Well, I would say if you are thinking about playing, if your phone does support Python, it's a damn sight quicker to get started.
Yeah.
Is that it? No.
Cool.
Thanks again.
Okay.